Track 10. Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison challenges the idea of the normal world that we wish to return to post-COVID-19.
Sitting to write about April's wildlife, I have very cold toes. In part, this is because my desk is a coffee table at which I sit barefoot and cross-legged on the floor, and I've lost the circulation in my right foot. Mostly, though, it's because I'm writing in February. For the past week, Norfolk has been in the grasp of a brutal easterly front, the ground deep in snow and standing water hard with ice. Yesterday alone, I received 4 messages from friends about starving woodcock forced into their gardens in search of scraps. It's hard to imagine that in 2 months the world will seem a different place. Blackthorn and grey willow will have bloomed, and brimstone, small tortoiseshell and comma will be all on the wing. Primroses and wood anemones will colour shaded banks, and, more miraculously still, scrub damp woods and heaths will ring with the songs of blackcap, willow warbler and cuckoo, newly here from Africa and clamouring to breed. In quiet garden corners, lungwort heads will dip with the weight of hairy-footed flower bees, and dark-edged bee flies will whir between early blossoms in the sun. Well, this is my imagined April. I imagine sitting in my parents' garden, too, catching up with them properly for the first time in months. Their little Labrador's soft nose leant lovingly against my thigh. If lockdown has been relaxed, I imagine my brothers and their families visiting for the day and sitting with us. Heaven knows it'll be welcome. Among the defining characteristics of humans is this ability to imagine. We are all, in different ways, imagining an end to the painful upheaval of COVID, imagining freedoms, imagining our lives getting slowly back to normal. The trouble is that, as a species, we've almost completely lost sight of normal. Oddly, I don't mean that this COVID year has robbed us of some normality, although it has been brutally hard. Rather, I mean that in the century leading up to 2021, we let ourselves forget what normal was. In the process, we lost much of our identity as humans, and much of what makes our lives so rich and so worthwhile. Humanity, imaginative apes that we are, is believed to have existed in something like its current form for 300,000 years. For the overwhelming majority of this time, our ancestors were hunter-gatherers. We use this term glibly, pejoratively even, without ever stopping to consider what it means. To understand the sophistication of our hunter-gatherer forebears, imagine living, for just 1 week, in a prehistoric wilderness. No house, no clothes, no food, no money, no internet, no mobile phones, no shops, no cars, and no prescription medicines. Now imagine the same forests, grassland and marshes, peopled with animals, rhinos, elephants, hyenas, lions, capable of killing the unwary among us. Most of us would last 2 days. Even were we transported just a few thousand years back in time, to when agriculture had begun and many of our modern crops and animals had been domesticated, we would still struggle to survive. Humans in these environments, our ancestors, lived hard lives, and doubtless short lives too. But they had, of necessity, an exquisite understanding of landscape, of the seasons, and of the natural world. They knew which water was safe to drink, which berries sweet to eat, which clouds brought rain, and which wild animals meant danger. To them, not knowing the song of each bird, the name of each flower, the tracks of each mammal, the meaning of nature's moods, was unimaginable. And they knew their own place and story in the landscape, too. I am a creature of the woods, of the water, and the wild places. My friends are the blackbirds and the wrens, the shy roe deer in the dawns, and the squeaky woodcock along the river at dusk. I understand that my demands of life are not mainstream. I am as happy in my garden, watching a buff-tailed bumblebee queen gathering provisions for her first brood, as I would be doing anything on earth. I don't ask that anyone else should lead so simple, not to say ascetic, a life as mine. My point, though, is that the normal we are all imagining, to which we fervently long to return, is not normal, or even good for us at all. Our species has existed for 300,000 years, but only around 4,000 years ago, in the Bronze Age, did we undertake the mass felling of forests in Western Europe. Only in the past 200 years have we begun the mass burning of fossil fuels, which, we could not have imagined it in the 1800s, have damaged our very climate to the point at which it threatens to collapse. Only in the past century have our chemical fertilizers and pesticides, our huge and powerful machinery, so damaged soils that many across the world are spent. We humans, let us not forget, are imaginative apes. Through our history, we've imagined even better lives. As we emerge from the horrors of COVID, let us together imagine a normal which 300,000 years of our ancestors would understand. Let us imagine a normal in which the shy roe and the woodcock, the bumblebee and the marsh tit, thrive beside us in a landscape which we know, which we treasure, which we protect with all our being, and in which we ourselves joyfully belong.